Let us have a victory with faith of resurrection. John, chapter 20, verses 26 to 29. Let us turn to a book of John, chapter 20, verses 26 to 29. A week later his disciples were in the house again and Thomas was with them. Though the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here, see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe." Thomas said to him, "My Lord and my God." Then Jesus told him, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. On this Easter Sunday morning, I bless you all in the name of Jesus, and hope the blessings of God will be with you all. The cross and resurrection are the essence of Christian faith and also life. This day is the biggest day of blessings and it is a joyous, victorious day for believers. If there was no death on the cross in Christianity, and if there is no resurrection that relives, then existence of faith has no meaning. Islamic believers go around their holy places, such as the grave of Mahomet Muhammad in Mecca. They call it their holy place and are proud of the grave. But Christianity is proud of the empty grave. The Lord does not even have a gravestone. Just exactly as the angel has said, the Lord did not remain there but relived. In each and every one of your lives as well, that are here in this Easter Sunday worship service, as the stone door of the grave got opened, I hope every door of the future will get opened for you. Hope and pray that the blessings of resurrection of the Lord will be with you, that have won against the evil authority of death and against the dark forces. Resurrection is living again. Resurrection refers to strength, that gets to stand up again. Whoever has met the Lord, that has resurrected got up again. A person, that has failed got restored, and when the failed, depressed disciples met the Lord that resurrected, gained courage, conviction and restored their joy. The Bible introduces a lot about the witnesses of resurrection. And whoever had met the Lord that resurrected had amazing changes. Today as well, the Lord of the resurrection seeks, and comes to those of you that are exhausted in life. This time I hope, and bless you all in the name of Jesus, that you will meet with the Lord of resurrection. First of all, whoever that met the Lord of resurrection gained peace. In verse 26, it says, "A week later his disciples were in the house again, and Thomas was with them. Though the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, 'Peace be with you. Peace be with you.'" The disciples were all terrified and scared. Jesus appeared in front of the disciples and out of all, Jesus spoke to the disciples, and told them, "Peace be with you." They trusted Jesus so much but they saw Jesus carrying the cross powerlessly. Also, in Jerusalem, a number of disasters and persecutions were increasing. In front of the disciples who were all scared, in anxiety and in great fear, the Lord of resurrection appeared and first of all, spoke to them, "Peace be with you." He blessed them. Peace from the Lord that resurrected, this peace is true peace, that gets rid of the fear away. This peace is not sort of peace, that momentarily comes and goes again temporarily. It is huge peace that comes down from the heaven above. This amazing peace is the biggest gift, which only the Lord, that resurrected can give us. As we live our lives in the world, we see a lot of people who are affluent. They have good environment in which they live in, they possess a lot of belongings, but they do not have peace. There are a lot of cases like that. There are a lot of families that have no peace. Have a look at the face of a person who has no peace. As I am a church pastor, I get to see all sorts of people. Whenever I get to meet a new person, I first of all look at the face of the person. Someone said that he looks at the clothes that people put on, first of all. At first sight, he looks at the clothes of the people and glances quickly to see whether this person has put the luxurious brand on or not. Also, another person said that he looks at the bag that a person holds on to. Whether the bag has a luxurious brand name on it or not, or whether that is a fake or real one, He glances at the bag. But I look at the face first of all. If I look at the face, it tells me whether that person is a happy person or has worries, or has failed. The face tells it all. When God created human beings, He designed it this way so that when we look at the face of a person, we are able to know and read the inner heart status of that person. If we look at a person's face, then we can read the mind. If we look at the face of a person who has no peace, there is a special feature. There is no passion, there is no satisfaction. There are a lot of complaints, fussy and furious, only looks at the weaknesses in others rather than looking at their good sides. Why is that so? It is because there is no peace in mind, so without realizing, the heart was controlled by dark forces. When we look at the world with the black glasses on, the entire world seems to be dark looking. If someone questions, who would be a happy person, then there would be many answers to this question. A person who had lived in poverty would say that money would be everything in life in order to be happy. A person who did not have an opportunity to study would say that knowledge would be everything in life in order to be happy. A person who had been mistreated unfairly would say that power would be everything in life in order to be happy. A person who is ill and sick would say health would be everything in life in order to be happy. All these are necessary conditions to have in order to be happy. The problem is that when even these are all present, just because there is no peace in mind, anxiety, worries and insecurity show up. If we are unable to sleep because of these and if we suffer from insomnia, then would what we have be any meaning to us? Would our possessions be the reason to become happy? A real happiness does not come from what we have in possession but in our mind. If someone asks me, what is the grace you received from the Lord first of all after you decided to believe in Jesus? I always say peace. Firstly, I got peace in the place where I possibly would not be able to be peaceful. Secondly, I got peace in the place where I had to worry. Thirdly, I got peace in the scary place. The reason I was able to be at peace was that I had peace in mind, which the Lord offered to me. The first word the Lord shared after the resurrection was peace be with you. The peace the Lord gives is the peace from the heaven above. The disciples that met the Lord of resurrection got this peace. I will share a story with you briefly. I think you might have heard Fanny Crosby, a well-known hymn writer. In fact, in 6 weeks' time since she was born, she was found to be ear blind. All her life, she could not see anything with her own eyes. But in her time with God, when she was overwhelmed by the peace from the heaven above, she wrote these lyrics for the hymn. Perfect submissions, all is at rest, I in my Savior am happy and blessed, watching and waiting, bring from above, filled with His goodness, lost in His love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior, all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long, amen. She confessed that her own self and the world are insignificant to her, but peace from the Lord and her controlled her wholly. This is true grace. Peace from the heaven above, who gives this kind of peace? This is peace from the Lord of resurrection. In your lives, in your family, in your mind, in our church and in our people, I hope and bless you in the name of Jesus that peace would overflow. Secondly, whoever met the Lord that resurrected had conviction. Verse 27 says, then he said to Thomas, put your finger here, see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe. The Lord of resurrection came to Thomas, who was filled fully with doubt. The Lord gave him conviction of faith, love and hope. When Thomas said, if I do not put my hand in the side of Jesus, I am not able to believe this, the Lord that resurrected appeared at that place. Then he said to Thomas, put your finger here, see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe. Then Jesus told him, do you have to see to believe? Because you have seen me, you have believed, Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. The Lord helped Thomas to get rid of all the doubts in his mind. In the mind that used to doubt, if the Lord that resurrected comes, then the heart will be filled fully with conviction and hope. Doubt is a weapon that the evil spirit uses. Doubt destroys the family, neighbors and the souls. If a married couple is unable to trust each other and doubt each other, then there would be no other tragic thing than this. As I am involved in pastoral care, I see a lot of things like that. A very knowledgeable, smart and socially well-respected person, despite the social status and title, even has a delusional jealousy of his wife and vice versa, a delusional jealousy of one's husband. This kind of person becomes an impersonal person, a person of improper character. There is an illness, which does not have any treatment for it. A delusional jealousy of a wife or a husband does not have any way to treat its disease. Simply there is no medicine for it. It cannot be cured with the medicines. But there is one possible prescription. It is trust. Only trust can cure and heal the doubting mind. Doubt destroys all the relationships. When we lose trust about each other, our lives become lives with disbelief. Lives get destroyed scarily. In the case of society as well, if people cannot trust each other, then that society as a result gets destroyed at the end. I go to North Korea with the NGO, which is a non-governmental organization, and I take antibiotics as well as nutritional supplements, anti-tuberculosis medicines with me to there. The feature I see in North Korea is that it is a strong communist force. The feature of communism I sensed over there was that they had no trust for each other. A person who drove us kept the lookout for others. A person who walked with us kept the lookout for others. Also, a person who used to sit beside us kept the lookout for others. They kept on watching over us. These three people, in a triangle relationship, they kept on recording everything people have said. They doubted about each other. That was communism I experienced. I would say that this is the same with the Christian faith. In a relationship with God, if there are doubts, we cannot expect to have any relationship with God, to have any answer from God, any peace as well as blessings from God. Doubt causes all the relationships to be twisted. Doubt is a weapon that the evil spirit uses. In the mind of Thomas, which was filled fully with doubts, when he met the Lord that resurrected, he no longer had doubts, and was able to believe the Lord with stronger conviction, faith and got peace. My dear family in Christ, are you in a doubting relationship with others as well as with your family? Do you have doubts about your neighbors? It is a really scary thing. It is being tricked by Satan's. Like Thomas who met the Lord that resurrected, I hope your doubts in your mind will all be gone, and hope you will be filled fully with the conviction and faith. I bless you all in the name of Jesus. Thirdly, Peter met the Lord that resurrected and found the right way. He found a way to become successful from a status from a complete failure. In John, chapter 21, verse 11, it says, Simon Peter climbed aboard and dragged the net ashore. It was full of large fish, 153, but even with so many the net was not torn. The Lord that resurrected appeared in front of Peter, who kept on failing and failing. The Lord gave Peter strength to restart. Peter, one of the disciples of Jesus, confessed his faith quite well. He even made an oath saying that he will live his life according to the will of the Lord. But, as he saw Jesus carrying the cross on his back powerlessly, Peter got disappointed. After he got disappointed, he went back to fishing in the Sea of Tiberias as a fisher again. In other words, while he believed in Jesus, he had a downfall. He went out to a Sea of Tiberias and tried to fish all night, but he was not successful. He only had an empty net. He was all exhausted, tired and had no strength left. On that night, the Lord that resurrected appeared to him. The Lord encouraged Peter. The Lord gave him hope and blessings. The Lord asked him, Simon, have you caught any fish? Did the Lord ask that question to him just because he did not know? The Lord knew about it all. It is a question meaning that apart from me, what would you be able to do? What would you be able to gain? The only answer would be, no, there is nothing. The fish did not get caught in the net of Peter, but it did not mean that there was no fish in the sea at the time. That is right. If a believer leaves from God and tries to get something elsewhere, there is only one result that appears. I have not gained anything. I have not caught any fish. I have no joy. I have no peace. I have no real rest. These are all the answers of Christians who left from God. But the faith of Peter is significant in this sense. Peter met the Lord that resurrected. He humbly put all his previous experiences down in front of the words of the Lord. That is right. I hope you will also put your everything down. And after he relied on the words of the Lord, and threw the net away, the net was fully filled with fish. But the Bible clearly said the net did not get torn. Through these words, we get to understand two kinds of grace from God. One is that the net of our lives need to be fully filled. After running the business for an entire year and selling goods, working so hard, how often were you disappointed to see an empty net that resulted after all these efforts? One more thing is that the net should not get torn. How frequently were we disappointed in our lives due to illness, disasters, accidents and the like? I hope all of your lives will be fully filled with the blessings of God. I hope and bless you all that your nets of your lives will be filled fully. Also, I hope and bless you all that net will be the net that does not get torn. After Peter met the Lord that resurrected, he got these two kinds of blessings. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the Lord that resurrected allows an opportunity for the lives that were once struck in order to gain strength to go on. He gives hope so that they can live for the better purpose. Today, in this place, are there anyone that is exhausted and disappointed, so severely stricken so that is thinking of ending the life even? I hope you will realize that the Lord that resurrected is beside you. Is there anyone that is discouraged and hurt? The Lord that resurrected is beside you. I hope and bless you in the name of Jesus that you will be able to restart with the presence of the Lord of resurrection. In summing up, on this glorious Easter Sunday, which commemorates the resurrection of the Lord, let us enjoy three kinds of grace. I hope you will have a spiritual resurrection. In our minds and spirits, resurrection should be there. Our inner world needs to rise up again. Miracles of resurrection that renews our spirit and soul need to take place. Like Paul that met the Lord in Damascus, your souls and spirits that were once dead will need to be revived. I hope your faith will be restored and be victorious again like the victory of resurrection. Also, experience the blessings of resurrection in your lives. We need to enjoy the blessings of resurrection in our real lives. Not just our souls, but all the things we do for our lives as well, these all need to be revived with the blessings of resurrection. Sick bodies will gain health, failed businesses will be successful again, the belongings which were once lost will be found again, and the broken families will be restored. In our real lives, we need to experience the victory of resurrection. Also, let us celebrate this Easter Sunday with the hope of having the Lord again. I hope you will spend this Easter Sunday with hope. The body did not get rotten which should have been rotten, and the Lord won against the evil forces and relived. He resurrected. In the 1 Corinthians, chapter 15, verse 55, it says, "Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting?" Paul confessed that he gives thanks to God, because through our Lord Jesus Christ, in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. The Lord that resurrected that won against the deathly force will come again in the future with the blowing of the trumpet by the angels. I hope we will not be neglected then, and hope we will all be ascended to heaven together. Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies. Hallelujah! As the stone door got opened on Easter Sunday, I hope our futures will be opened widely. I bless you all in the name of Jesus, that your morning will be the morning of resurrection. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.